It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. And thank you once again for listening. Jewel, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. And just so we let everybody know, this is a evergreen show that we're doing today because I will be celebrating this weekend. My son will be married this day, June 21st, and I will be in all things wedding mode. And so we taped a couple weeks in advance, actually a month earlier, and we're just going to do some fun questions for your listening pleasure, which we've done before, but we needed to do one because this was a busy week for me, and Julie is kind enough to accommodate me. So we're just going to do three segments of fun questioning and quirky answers. So thank you for listening, as always, and we'll be back next week with a regular show. So in the meantime, we're going to start doing some questions. So, Joel, what do you have up your sleeve?
So many good choices here as I'm looking at our list of possibilities. But I think it might be fun to get the ball rolling with talking about memories from the past. And you and I had a conversation recently where we were kind of chuckling about some things in our childhoods that were similar. And so the question is, what is your most beloved childhood memory?
There are many, 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 but my sister and I recently were talking about walking home from catechism because my cousins grew up in West Scranton. We did too, but they were closer to the building, my father and my uncle's beer distributorship on Luzerne Street. So they were right off of Luzerne. And I'm trying to think of which street it is. I can't remember, but it's one of the number streets, and it's right off of Luzerne Street, like say 6th, but I don't know for sure. Okay. If it's 6th. And my cousins grew up there. They had a pretty brick ranch home right behind a building which used to be McHale's Bar, and that was owned by my cousin's mom, Jane McHale, who married my Uncle Billy Cadden, and it was a bar and apartments upstairs. And so Mrs. McHale, or Caddy, her name was, whom I love, she was a doll, my cousin's grandma, and she lived there when I knew Kate, when we grew up together. And so we used to go to see her. And so those Cadden cousins, my Uncle Billy's, and Jim Cadden's, my family, grew up very close. As a matter of fact, we were like more like brothers and sisters than we were first cousins, because we did everything together. We were all in the same age. The first three of us were born 1961, 62, and 63. And then my brother Timmy was 64, and my cousin Jackie was 65 in the years. He was 1964, and Jackie was 1965. So we were all very, very, very close in age. And we were all, we still, even though we moved from where we used to live on the corner of Elm and I think it was 6th, we moved to where we grew up when I was about, I think I was 7 years old when we moved from our initial home to the Hyde Park section in 800 of North Main Avenue. And so even though we moved away a little, we used to live very close to them. And then when we moved, we were a little further away, but still in West Side. And so we stayed with the church, which was Holy Cross Parish, Holy Cross Parish. We stayed there, and so we went through catechism, and we went to catechism and everything together. So after, I don't know if it was 9:30 Mass or something in the morning, which we all went to, then we stayed for catechism, the kids. And then my parents and their parents, everyone would go back to my Nana Cadden's house for coffee and Sunday morning after Mass kind of thing. And then we, during especially the good weather, we would walk from Holy Cross to my grandmother's house in the, actually it was more the Park Hill section. We started in Bellevue and then walked up the hill more towards Park Hill, which is technically where my father grew up because it was above the railroad tracks. Beneath was more Bellevue and to the, over to the north of that. So, but the church was in Bellevue. And we would walk from there and then walk up to my grandmother's. And we were talking about my sister, who they would always push in this lady's bushes on the way up. And the lady would yell and call my grandmother and say, "Your grandkids are falling in my bushes." And it was stupid to do. It was destructive. We should not have done that, really. But Barbara, we were just talking about that. But we had so much fun because we would walk home from there, go to church, go to catechism, then walk up the street. And my grandmother would always have something delicious for us. And we always hoped it was going to be hot cinnamon buns, which she made, and they were delicious. And we would always hope for something, but she always had some kind of a goodie, which I didn't eat, but she had this chocolate cake with peanut butter icing, and I never liked chocolate cake, so I never ate that part. But, like, I was always hoping for the cinnamon bun. So there's always something sweet and good to, you know, something to drink. And my parents, they would all the adults would be having their coffee and sitting at my grandmother's, between my grandmother's kitchen table and the dining room table, and we were in running around. And then that same night, Sunday night, after we would have afternoon, you know, typical dinner in the afternoon on Sunday, we would go back to my grandmother's house for the evening and have coffee. The adults would have coffee and do their thing. And we would all sit in my grandmother's house. And then all of my other uncle would come, who had 8 kids, and they grew up in the hill section, and he and a bunch of his children would come. And then my aunt Mary was in, she lived outside of Philadelphia in close to Yardley, and she has 4 kids, and they would come. So it could be a whole bunch of us. There were 20 Cadden kids, as we were called, and we would sit in my grandmother's living room on the chairs, the couch, the floor, and watch Lassie every Sunday night. And it was always a big deal because it was the only time that 20 kids sometimes could be quiet, was watching Lassie. Wow. And we always just had a big, big, big family get-togethers at the Caddens all the time. And my poor grandmother had to put up with all of us coming in and wanting to be fed and wanted to eat and wanted to, you know, and so everybody just brought things and did things. And it was a wonderful way to grow up with a whole group of, you know, Cadden cousins and my grandmother and all my aunts and uncles. My father had six brothers and 5 brothers and 1 sister. And so 3 of them did not have children and 4 did. So it was, and the ones who didn't have children were very loving and kind. And
you know, it was just so much fun. So those things we were just talking about that. I mean, I have a million stories, but those kind of on the Cadden side, that was always the fun part. And my grandmother's quick wit and stories and after story after story and food and coffee and all that fun stuff. It was just always love and food and family were always forefront in the on those Sundays during childhood. So that would be high up there on my memory of childhood. And what and many more, but right now we'll talk about that. What about you?
Well, mine is almost similar in the sense that it involves grandparents, and it's hard. It is hard to choose one, and I think that shows that we're fortunate that we have so many memories that are positive. That you know, it's hard to whittle them down. But I think that I'm going to go with. I really, really loved spending Saturdays shopping with everybody in the family on surprise Saturdays at the Globe store. I think we have talked mm-hmm. about this before, but these shopping trips were just bananas, and in a good way, because I would go over to pick up my grandma. So we lived in North Scranton and she lived in the Hill section, and we would pick her up and my Aunt Debbie and my Aunt Mary and my mom and me, we would pile into the car and go down first thing in the morning, because anybody who had a charge card at the Globe had a secret number that they were given. You had to scratch right. off the number. It came on a flyer in the mail, and they had numbers posted in every department in the store. They were big boards hanging from the ceiling with lots of numbers. And you would look to see if your number showed up in any department in the store, and then if it did, you won a prize in that department. So we yep. came out of there with, you know, a vacuum cleaner. Somebody won a coat. We got a race car set 1 year. I mean, it was legit. Like, you did win. So those days where we would spend and this was marketing brilliance, really. We would spend the whole day in that store. We had so much fun because we would kind of split up into teams. And so we'd be running through that store all day long. We would have lunch at the Charlemont, which I know you remember that place too.
Love.
They had the carving station when you first walked in off to the right.
Yeah.
And then
the guy with the big, tall white hat. Yes, and it was great.
It was an experience. And then I always got that ice cream filled eclair for dessert, which I was really, like, we had limited sweets when we were kids. My mom was really good about, you know, not letting us junk out too much.
Balance. So, yeah.
Yes,
Days they did that, Julie. They really watched what kids ate very diligently.
Very much.
It was very balanced by most families. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if you had sweets, it was a treat. It was a special occasion.
Absolutely, sure.
Thing. And so these ice cream filled eclairs with chocolate and whipped cream, and oh my God, they were so good. I could taste it right now. And so it was an event, and we would laugh like crazy. And you know, and think of me, only multiply me by like four or five more people, right? I mean, we were completely crazy and out of control. So we had so much fun on those days. And any day that I spent, you know, a Saturday with my grandma and my aunts, you know, those were fun times. Mm-hmm. And some of the best memories, of course, holidays too, you know, it was a little bit chaotic and crazy and fun, but to know that Grandma and Grandpa and Aunt Mary and Uncle Robert and Aunt Deb were all coming over later in the day on Christmas with a second wave of gifts, and then we were going to have a huge, fabulous dinner and cookies. I mean, oh, come on.
Yep.
There was nothing better. So I think, all those things, you know, you look back and you're like, wow, we had a really good time. We had a lot of people around us, and you would hear this, you'd hear us laughing outside. I mean, and it's funny, like, I look back and I'm like, we were wild, you know? And not drinking wild, but just like naturally silly wild.
Right.
We had a lot of fun. So, yeah, I think if I'm looking back on childhood, the best memories are the family events, the family gatherings, where we were getting into something. Doing something, making something. Yeah, yeah.
And Julie, it is all good, because I just want to end with this for this segment, is that hands down, the Globe store was the single best department store I think I have ever, Macy's in New York City is just a blast. I love to go there. It's a phenomenal store. It's Wanamaker's in Philadelphia. Beautiful old stores. And actually, the Globe was a division of Wanamaker's, remember?
Right. Yes.
So that, for us, and to have the kind of experience we had in downtown Scranton, the Globe store was the bomb, the absolute bomb of stores.
Yep.
I loved every minute of it. It had everything you needed, from higher end clothes to a fur department to a beauty salon to candy to a restaurant to appliances to shoes to basement bargain shopping to cosmetics to perfumes to menswear to foundations to children's clothes and fashion shows and white gloves and party manners and fashion boards and all that stuff under one roof. It was furniture, and it was everything. It was everything. So the best store ever. But anyway, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and you're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel, who is the producer of this show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, what can you do?
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
And as we said earlier, we're taping this show as a
in advance because I will be out celebrating my son's wedding today. And so we taped early. So we're just doing some questions that we love to talk about and answer. So you get to know a little bit more about who we are as people and what we think and how we lived and all that fun stuff. So that's what we're doing for this show. So we thank you again for listening. And Jewel, what are we at this one? Where are we at with this question?
Okay, here's what we need to know. How do you spend the majority of your free time?
Well,
right?
Yeah. I do have free time as much as, you know, people may not think that, but I do. And what I like to do, which I've never done, I mean, I used to fill up every minute with run, 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 do, like a ping. I feel like I was a human, and sometimes I still do, a human pinball machine, but yeah. Just trying to keep that ball a bouncing, you know, and not, don't let it go back into the, you know, down the slot, so you're done. So, but I, a little bit more these days, I do a little more reflecting and be a little more, try to take in whatever I'm experiencing and be in the moment and try not to rush through every day. And when I do have some extra time, I like to be, and downtime meaning I don't do like hobbies and such. I'm not that kind of a person. I'd like to, as we talk to you, I'm slowly trying to figure out, and I'm just going to YouTube it, unless when you come over you can show me how to begin my stitching of my embroidery, because I'm really trying to do more of that. I'm trying to do a little more reading, which I don't do a lot of, and I'd like to do more. So I'd like that kind of time I take. I started in the morning when I wake up, before I hit the ground running, I do some breathing exercises and I do a little meditation sort of and a little prayer, because I always do my prayers at night, and sometimes I fall asleep during my prayers. And the best line I ever heard was Donna Barbetti, who said to me, you know what they say, When you fall asleep saying your prayers, the angels finish them for you, which I love that thought. So, so I start my day with some, you know, grateful, you know, notes in my prayers and do some breathing exercises and just sit for a minute with myself. And then I get out of bed and do my routine. So the downtime is where I'm not, nothing is planned, is just that kind of stuff. I try to take time to just be with me with no TV, no, you know, a lot of times at night if I'm alone, Meyer isn't here, Tommy's doing his thing, I will sit in my family room with the dogs and I will not have a television or talk on the phone or do anything that's distracting, and I just try to be with myself more than I do when I'm outside in the nice weather. I look around and I pay attention to nature. It's more of being reflective and in the moment is really what I tell you to answer that question. Reflective and in the moment, because I don't want to say I exercise or I do this, because that's not downtime. That's doing something. That's being productive. To me, downtime is just down, and that's really how I feel. So, that's really what I do these days, is just try to look at that. And how about you?
Well, if we're defining free time as downtime
or downtime,
then I'm struggling a little with this, because I think that usually if I have downtime, then I fall asleep. I will fall asleep on my downtime.
I love it.
So for free time, ideally I would take a nap. Yes, yes, yes. I love a nap. Now, it doesn't happen very often, but yeah. Well, not everybody can nap. I have always had the ability to nap anywhere. I mean, honestly, I could fall asleep in the car. As a kid,
me
easily
too.
I fell asleep in the car. Yeah. So So, and I always, always, always wanted an afternoon nap. I still do. I don't get them anymore. But I remember first grade was kind of a struggle because I was used to that morning kindergarten routine. And after, you know, I lived really close to the school. My mom would walk me back and forth. It was right out the back door. And so it was really easy. And, you know, for kindergarten, I would be home, have lunch, and then I would take a nap. She didn't have to prompt me to do that. I was like, I need siesta. Goodbye. And that was it. And then first grade, of course, is all day long. And I really miss that nap. I was like, you know, 1 o'clock would come and I'd be like, oh, please, can I, could somebody
Where's
give
my
me a
rug?
Bed?
Where's my rug right. to take
Where's
a nap?
My dog? Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. You know, I had to have I had a poodle at that point, a miniature poodle. And she was my little buddy and I would take my dog and take a nap. And so now if I get a nap on those rare occasions, Moo is up for it. You know, anytime. A cat is a great napping buddy because they're up for a nap at any point. They're like, yes, you are finally laying down. You are finally not in my face doing something, making noise. So he's definitely a good little nap buddy. But other than that, a fun downtime for me is baking cookies or baking anything.
Yum.
I love to read, and I have been doing more reading, which I'm happy about because we have talked about setting goals this year, and that was one of my goals, and I am doing it, even if it's just 15 minutes in the day. I said to myself, if I cannot spare 15 minutes to read something that I want to read, there's something really wrong with my life.
Right.
You know? Like, let's face it. So... and that has been a very healthy, good thing because I have always been an avid reader, and I used to spend all summer long. I would read in. I love to go in the hammock on the front porch. We had a big front porch, and this green hammock that was very cozy. And I would get a stack of books. I had Nancy Drew's one summer that I think I read every one that was written, and I would just lay in that hammock and. With my dog, of course, my little poodle, and I would read all summer long. And that's how I spent my summers as a kid. I guess that makes me sound like a big old nerd, but I don't care because
that's
I think
okay.
that's why I'm
Julie,
a good
nerds
writer.
Are in. Nerds are in,
right? Okay. I never cared. I mean, you have
I know,
to,
I'm
if
teasing.
You're going to be a writer, a good writer, you have to read. You know,
and you have to know how to spell and punctuate. And,
I think that's why I became a writer because I loved to read so much as a kid. So that would be something else I would say for free time. And let's see, I do like hanging out with my nephews, working on projects, being silly. Even if it's just things like blowing bubbles in the front yard, or we did some sidewalk. Chalk the other day
chalk.
That was
uh-huh.
their drawings are hilarious. They're very
That's
creative
cute. That's
so,
cute
you
yeah
know,
I
yes,
like that
if you're feeling burnt out, you know, go hang out with some kids for a while because
I know it.
Anything is possible when you're young like that. They're not jaded.
Yep.
The world isn't getting them down yet, and so it's helpful to the adults because you forget for a little while all your troubles. And you see things
right.
through the eyes of a child. Yeah. So those are the things I think that I like to do. I don't know. Is that a good list?
That is a good list. You did a good job.
Good list.
It is
I
true.
Like,
it's hard to say that, Julie, the downtime.
It is.
It's or
hard
the,
to think of Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Because we all are so busy doing whatever that it's sometimes you have to. But I just find for me, even if it's 5-10 minutes, it's that I focus on something that I make sure is part of my routine, then that makes me feel like better. Like they say, making your bed in the morning is, you know, that speech from that general, whoever he was, he said,
yes.
make first
make
thing to
your
do
bed.
Is make your bed because it
yep.
makes you feel like a sense of accomplishment. And that's what I do every single morning. And I love that. I believe that. And that's how we were raised. And I still do it. Drives me nuts. Cause even if I never made my bed, I would never get back in it unless it was made. So I just could never do that. It's just, I have to get into a freshly made bed. It's just me. But anyway.
Me too.
All right. So that's it, baby. Here we go. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel, the producer of this show, and she is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do.
I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you. And here we are. We're in the taping this show a little early because I will be celebrating today my son Sean's wedding to his beautiful bride, Katie. And so we taped a little bit about a month in advance, actually, to the day of these questions so we could have this ready so I could take a break from, and Julie, from doing the show in a live-to-tape fashion. So bear with us this week. We'll be back next, and we thank you for listening. We're doing some questions that are thought-provoking, and let's see what happens. So here we go, Jewel.
Here we go. So this one is probably going to elicit a funny response. And so let's start with this. What do you do over and over again that you just hate doing? Right?
Many, many, many things.
Do we have enough time? Yeah.
But two things that I really hate, well, three things. I hate swallowing pills. I hate swallowing pills. Okay. So now these are vitamin pills. Because I don't take other than one for my thyroid, thank the good Lord. I'm knocking, listen. These are vitamins, and I can't stand. I have some gummies, which I love, but at night I take a
magnesium pill, and I call it a horse pill, which you sort of got the gist of last week when we went to lunch. I hate, yep. I'm afraid to swallow pills. I'm don't ask me why, but it's been a fear since I'm a little girl, and it doesn't get much better. But anyway, I have to swallow this sucker every night, and it drives me crazy. So that's one thing I keep doing over and over that I hate. The next is cleaning out a dishwasher. I hate to clean out a dishwasher. I don't mind loading. I hate cleaning them out. And the other is making my bed, which I do every single day, as I told you. We just talked about that. But I hate, I love the straightening part, but I just hate, like, when I think, oh, God, oh, God. So those are things I really, that drive me crazy that you do, and you just do them because they're part of your day. But they, you know, one is fear-based, one is just because I don't like it, and the other is just because it's in the morning, and I'm not, like, I got to ease into my day, sort of, so it's always like, okay, get up and do it. So, but thank God I can do it, but it's, you're asking the question, I'm being honest. Right. How about you?
Right. Okay, well, very similar list, I think. I want to say first, I think everyone who listens to the show regularly knows I love animals and I love my cat. Moo is the best. He's my best friend. But I hate dealing with his litter pan. I hate it so much.
Yes.
I don't like scooping, and I don't like, you know, once a week I also completely empty it out, scrub it out nice, you know. He is the most fastidious creature you could ever meet. He's a wonderful boy, very clean animal. So part of that is keeping his space clean, and so I am honored to do that, but I hate the actual, you know, having to do that every single day, every single week, you know.
Yep.
But I mean, the alternative would be bad. So, you know, that's just not a fun chore for me. It's just necessary. And the other thing I don't enjoy doing, I love to cook. I love to bake. I love to eat, but I do not love doing dishes. And there are some that have to be done by hand every day. And, it's just a pain. I just don't like it. I wish that I could be like Jeannie and fold my arms over and have just, you know, everything clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wish I would be witched and I can twinkle my nose and twitch my nose and get it done. Yes. That's what I say all the time. I wish I could just wiggle my nose and it would be done. But yeah, well, it's a, you know, I don't mind washing things. I really don't mind because there's a sense of like washing pots and pans and stuff because dishes that don't go in the dishwasher. Because there's always that sense of finishing and accomplishment, and they shine and they're clean, and you can hear that like sound of the clean dish. So I don't mind doing that, but for some reason I just can't stand the dishwasher. And I think it's just because you have to put things that you use, you have to take them out and put them all back again. It's just that repetitive kind of stuff, like, oh, my God. But anyway, and I don't do it much, and my kids know that I don't like it. So, you know, Sean, when he was home, used to always do it for me. Tommy will do it for the most part because they know I can't stand it. It's just one of those things. You know, you do what you have to do. You do what you have to do, baby.
Yes,
but what's our next question, Jewel? I know.
Okay. Our next question, how about this? Are you holding on to something that you need to let go of?
Yes, the last 25 pounds of my weight loss journey.
That'll be gone in no time. It'll be gone
like I said,
no time.
That's the answer. And I'm just saying, not that I, listen, it goes. It's just, you know, that's all I'm saying. That's, no, I don't know, because I do, and you know, and so do most people know, that I pretty much speak my mind, not that I'm aware of, you know, of course you'd like to say stuff to people all the time that sometimes you just have to keep your mouth shut, but I don't always do that. I kind of say what I think. I don't want to be hurtful, and nor am I, but I'm pretty good about if I disagree or if I want to stick up for someone. I hate injustice, so I will be someone who speaks up. So I don't know. I don't know that I have anything that right off the bat, other than to say that I the 25 pounds. That was my answer. I'm sticking to it. So, what about you?
That's a good answer. So my answer would be, this is not a quality I'm proud of, but I, as you know, I can hold a grudge. I can hold a grudge for decades, and if I need to, want to, whatever, it isn't good. But I would say, yes, there's probably grudges that I'm holding right now that I should let go of for the benefit of myself and the world at large. You have the ability to not do that. You do not hold a grudge. I admire you for that. I am not wired that way. If somebody does something to me or my family that I feel is a serious injustice, a major infraction, they don't make it right. They know about it and don't make it right. I have to say, I'll hold a grudge. So probably I should let go of some of that. Physically, I need to let go of some things from some pet things from the past, because the other day, I found, I was cleaning my closet, and I found this little box, and it had Sophie's winter booties in it. And for those listeners who, I don't think I've ever mentioned Sophie, maybe once or twice, but Sophie was my Cocker Spaniel that I had, mm-hmm. yeah, for almost 17 years. And she looked almost identical to your Cocker Spaniel, Phoebe.
Exactly.
We had the cutest little buddies there for the longest time. And, so I need to get rid of some of those things, whether I can't throw them out. I won't. But perhaps I can gift them to somebody who can use them, because I have all of her coats. She had a wardrobe. She was a fabulous little creature. And I have a houndstooth coat that was hers. And I had a Woolrich coat that was hers. She had a raincoat, a yellow raincoat that was very smashing. And I wasn't trying to be goofy. She liked to stay, warm and dry. And so it was practical, in addition to being super cute. So I think I need to let go of some of those things, because, Sophie has moved on to puppy heaven. And I have things from Violet, too, my little gray cat that I lost over the pandemic. It's hard. It's hard. Like, you feel like if you're getting rid of those things that you're not honoring them, but holding on to them is unhealthy after a certain point.
I know.
So I know that. So I would say I need to work on my grudges, and I need to let go, re-gift some of my past pet items. And that would be my answer.
There you go. In addition to that, my cleaning my basement is another thing I have to do. And I said, after this wedding, I'm going to get a dumpster and I'm going to unload or do a little yard sale and get rid of lots of stuff that I have in the basement that I have been collecting or not using or what, and I have to do that. So that's, speaking of that, when you said Sophie stuff, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I could get rid of some of that too. So that's another end.
Yeah.
Okay. What about another one, Jewel?
Okay.
Right.
How have you changed in the last 5 years?
How have I changed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, physically, I'm down 63 pounds, so that's a big mm-hmm. deal.
That is a
major change. That's a major, 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 major change for me. I think that age just gives you more wisdom to make hopefully better choices. And I think I'm my work in my for my say, in the sense of taking care of my emotions and my mind and doing the things I needed to do with therapy and all the things I've done in my life to and reading and self and a self-help sort of way. Reading and doing the work and showing up and spending the money to talk to someone and making sure I was at the best I could be emotionally and all those things. You know, you just, I think you take all those tools and hopefully you make them better and you utilize them and make them work for you. And I think that, you know, using quotes, as you know, I often say to you and different things that come up and how they apply to whatever situation we're in, I think those are changes that I've made and continue to make. I'm trying to be a little more thoughtful. I still did not, full disclosure, did not get my bike yet. So I have to, when this wedding is fini, I will get over there actually the week after. That's my goal, is to go over about my bike, other than my exercise bike, which I've not been that diligent on, but getting there. And, but yeah, so those changes I need to incorporate and just be a little more, I think I'm a little more physical because the weight loss has helped my knees with the arthritis. And so I do my best with that. So I think just those things have happened a little over a year, and the other stuff just snowballs into making good, positive, the best changes you can make. So that's where I am. How about you?
Well, I think that I just have changed some of my priorities in life in the last few years. And I think that's a good thing. And I think that just comes with the point I'm at in my life, you know. The things mm-hmm. that were super important to me 10 years ago, they're not holding quite so much weight now, and now I'm shifting to other things. So I also think that I am much better at coping with difficult situations, in the sense that I know now that I don't have to react to everything immediately. And I'm making an effort to be mindful of what I react to and when I react to it. And I think, you know, that sounds really maybe simple, but, and maybe it is an oversimplification, but that is actually a big shift from how I used to be. I don't feel like I'm walking around feeling like, you know, an internal like maniac anymore, like worried about every little thing and how I'm going to respond and that I have to respond yesterday. You know, you don't, you can pause. I can put things on pause now for a minute. And that is such a much better way to be. So I think I'm hoping that I'm at least on my way to being a lot more balanced and measured in my life. You know, a little bit. That's how I am. Like I said, priorities change as you get older. And as your life changes, your priorities change. So I think that's it. I want to continue to change and grow until the day I die. I want to continue to learn new things and to be a better person. And I think that's just a lifelong effort.
Yes, it is. And yeah, I agree. I agree with all that. And Jewel, I must point something out. Although I'm pretty good at forgiveness, I forgive, but I never forget. I do have a grudge or two that I don't want to let go of, only because, and it's funny because I was just telling this story to my friends on a board, and we were at a meeting last week, and the same people who are in the committee of a board I'm on they were teasing me yesterday at this board meeting about something, and I was telling the story again, and everybody's laughing, and it's hysterically funny, but it is a grudge that I will, and this person that I had that I have the issue with is no longer even living, so I don't feel I have to get over it because he's not here. So,
okay.
And which I'll tell you, I think I did tell you. But it's so I, as much as I love your compliment, and I'm pretty good at forgiving,
I do and can and have held grudges, but I don't have them, like, they're not forefront
You're
in
not
my mind
me.
That I have to say.
Yeah,
I don't have, and I'm very good at, I am good at, I am good at moving on and forgiving and forget it, you know, just keep moving, but I will never forget it. And I don't think I want to ever, because it makes you grow that way when you can remember what happened and how you reacted and what it was, and then to be able to forgive that is a good way to be. So, but again, that's stuff I've worked on myself. So, but thanks for that compliment, but needed to point that out, because especially if anybody's listening to this who was just part of this discussion a month earlier, it'll be hysterical, and they're saying, you don't have a garage, oh my God.
Well, see,
but anyway,
I just
so
haven't seen that side of you. That's what I mean. Like,
no,
I don't.
I'm not. I'm pretty easygoing. Yeah, I am. I mean, I can take offense, but I'll say it. Like, I'll talk about it, like we talked about. But anyway, we are done for. Right.
We are.
We are done, Jewel. Time's up, baby. So again, thank you for listening to us. We hope you enjoyed getting to know us a little bit better with some of these questions. I just love these. And again, these are brought to us because my dear, dear, lovely, beautiful friend, Lynn Evans, God rest her soul, she found these and thought it was a really cool thing to do. And so we continue to do them in Lynn's honor because, A, I love to ask questions, but I also like questions asked to me. I never mind a question being asked. So anyway, we continue to do them, and they're just fun to listen to. So thank you for indulging us and listening. And we will see you here next week. It'll be after, as Meyer calls it, Sean's coronation. It will be after the wedding, and we will see you. We'll be back with our live-to-tape shows, and we'll see you then. And I appreciate your goodness and well wishes, and thank you. And we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community with countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.